The Prime Minister has called on deputies of the caretaker cabinet's lower house to not propose any new measures that could deepen the state budget deficit. President Václav Klaus has held post-election consultations with the leaders of some lower house parties, and the negotiating teams of the Civic Democrats and the top 09 party have agreed on 6 points that their future government coalition would focus on. On Monday, the head of the current caretaker government, Prime Minister Jan Fischer, called on deputies of the Czech lower house to not make any further proposals or suggest initiatives that could deepen the country's state budget deficit. Mr. Fischer said that he hopes the new government will be fiscally and socially conscious at the same time. He added that he hopes the formation of a new government will be swift and that he is prepared to dissolve the current parliament after the first session of the newly elected lower house, which could take place on June 22nd. On Monday, President Václav Klaus met leaders of all 5 parties that made it into the lower house to talk about the formation of the next government. The leader of the top 09 party, Karel Schwarzenberg, informed Mr. Klaus of the progress of coalition talks between his party and the Civic Democrats, which he said were going very well. The acting leader of the Social Democrats, Bohuslav Sobotka, said that while he is not convinced that his party would be able to succeed in forming a government, he still believes that, in line with tradition, the winning party should be given the first chance to form a government. The leader of the Civic Democrats, Petr Nečas, expressed his wish to form a coalition of fiscal responsibility with the top 09 and the public affairs parties. Even though the Social Democrats gained the most votes and seats in elections to the lower house, their chances of creating a viable coalition seem slim. It is now up to the Czech president to decide who will get the first chance to put together a government. Mr. Klaus has not yet made any statements regarding when he is planning to announce this decision. The negotiation teams of the Civic Democrats and the top 09 party met on Monday for talks over the creation of a center-right coalition, which they expect will be joined by the Public Affairs Party. The two parties agreed on 6 basic points that would form the core of the future coalition's program. Along with salary reductions for politicians, the two parties declared senators and MPs should be granted less immunity in the future. The Civic Democrats and Top 09 both put curbing the Czech public deficit at the top of their priorities for the future government. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. The next few days will bring rainy conditions with cloudy skies before brightening up by Wednesday. Maximum daytime temperatures will be around 18 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this is the end of the news.